Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. As you know, I'm a wellness postpartum coach. Y'all know I'm the host. And y'all, I wrote a book recently, Nurturing the New Mom, but that's not what today's podcast is about. But today I have a new guest, and her name is BB. And y'all, she is phenomenal. I'm already grinning, but if y'all can see my cheeks right now, I'm just so excited. So, BB, introduce yourself.
Hi everyone. Thank you so much for having me here, Jure, on your podcast. My name is Bibi Babatunde Ikotun. I do so many things. So professionally, I work as a fundraiser in immigrant-facing organization here in Canada. And I also co-pastor a local church in Ontario, Canada as well. I'm also a content creator slash influencer, and my focus is on motherhood, lifestyle, and faith. So excited to be here.
Yeah, so what made you go to Canada?
Oh, amazing question. So interestingly, I was born and raised in Nigeria. And when I turned like 19 or 20 years old, I was done with my university education. So I actually moved to the United States. I was living in Denver, Colorado for a
Oh.
couple of years. Yeah, I really loved living in Denver. And I'd already built my life abroad, and moving back home just seemed difficult, like especially that age group where I moved abroad. And I really wanted to stay, but my degree wasn't like in STEM, so there wasn't really an opportunity or a pathway for me to stay in the US. So I moved back to Nigeria, and I found out that Canada was taking like new immigrants, skilled immigrants, educated immigrants. And I decided to put my hat in the ring and applied. So I moved to Canada because it's very close to the US, but I've come to love it. It's my home. It's amazing. It's an amazing country, and it's just a great place to grow, build a family, and yeah, I just love it here. So
Yes, that is such an amazing journey. Like you got to go experience different places before you found your home. I want to know, how is motherhood going for you right now as you are doing all of these different roles? How do you, I don't necessarily say balance anymore. I'm in a season of saying prioritize. How do you prioritize what matters to you now?
absolutely. My baby is still very young. She just turned 10 months a few, like 2 weeks ago. And the good thing is that we Canada, when you have a baby, you can stay at home for up to 18 months instead of going back to work. And your company by law is required to keep your job for you. So yeah, that has been really nice. However, I did not take the full time. I was only gone for 6 months, but they also make it really nice for you and your spouse to split it. So I took the first 6 months off work, and my husband took the other half of the 6 months, and it's been great, right? My daughter's going to be starting daycare like in 2 weeks, and I'm excited for that chapter of our life. But it's been really nice just being able to have that flexibility and get some kind of pay, because during that period of the parental leave, you also get like minimum wage from the government, because you typically pay into unemployment insurance so that way you can have something to take care of your child. But it's been nice. It's been humbling, I would say. There are a lot of things that I thought I knew, but obviously I did not know what I did not know. But I've just always been that kind of person to approach life with grace. So that's been gracious to myself, gracious to people around me, because you don't know what you don't know. It's like with motherhood especially, you just have like high expectations for yourself, high expectations for your baby, high expectations for your partner. And then you get there and you're like, okay, the plan is not working, and there is no plan, and we just go with the flow. And just being kind, compassionate, gracious, and know that you're learning. That's what I just always tell myself. I'm learning. I've never done this before. And even if I've done it before, if this was my second child, I'll probably still be very gracious, because every pregnancy is different. Every postpartum experience is different from especially what I hear like my friends and people in my community talk about. So yeah, I've just really approached it with graciousness. Like I try to think about, okay, when she starts daycare, our life will be completely different, because now we have a different routine and a different life. I don't know what that would look like, and it freaks me out a little bit, but then again, it's my motto, one day at a time, There's so many moms out there. There's so many dads out there. The moms with multiple children, and they're doing okay. So, telling myself that you're gonna be fine, and just lean, lean, lean. And the reason why I mentioned the mat leave or parental leave side is the fact that my husband has been able to take 6 months to be at home with our baby has really helped. Like, I've been able to go back to work, focus on my goals, trying to get back into what I do, what I love doing, helping out my community, and also every other thing, like just having that support. Because many times when people think about help, they don't count their husband as help, especially if it's very helpful and hands-on. So I've had that help in him to be able to be myself and do all the awesome things that I do. And also, I'm not afraid to like reach out to my community. It's hard because I don't have like family here with me in Canada. Yeah, we don't have any. It's just
But
my
I want
husband.
to say that first, that I love the experience that you and your husband were both able to split time to spend time with your daughter, which is beautiful, because I know most men wish they could stay home with their children. Like, even my husband, he was home for a couple weeks. Well, because his job, the job he was at, was very flexible, so he was able to experience that. And so now he's going into a different role in this season, and he's like, I'm just grateful that I was able to be present with my sons while, they're little, because most fathers don't get to experience that. So hearing you say that is just like, yes, like, I wish more dads were able to experience being with, look, experiencing the milestones. I know, like, all moms talk about it as well, but it's so different for dads. Plus, they got to get their hands dirty sometimes too. Like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. No one should steal that opportunity from them. So, yeah, it's like being away from home, not having family members here. It's very, very difficult because I'm always jealous of people that say, oh, I just dropped my kid with their grandma. I'm like, I wish I had my grandma here. Oh, my sister's coming to pick up the kids. Like, I wish I had that. But I do have community in my local church. I do have community amongst my friends that I know that if I do need help or need support with my kid, that all I need to do is they're a text away or phone call away. So yeah, but I wouldn't lie, I always get jealous of people that have family around them because I feel like they have it a bit more, much more easier. Like, I haven't been to the movie theater since I had my baby, and I would like to, but then it's like, I would like to go with my husband because the case now is that I go alone or he goes alone. But yeah, just little things like that. But yeah, it's been great. I like the help that I have in him and taking it one step at a time. I know it's gonna get I wouldn't say difficult, but I'll use the word much more challenging because it's new. Everything that is new can be challenging, and it's just getting there, knowing that it's gonna get better. And yeah, before you know it, she's a teenager and she's going off to college, and all I get is to have is the memories. So I try not to complain too much and just enjoy and live in the moment.
I love your perspective about life as well, especially like you're not like, even though I don't have a village, I have a community. I have a community around people. Like, if I do need something, I can ask. Because oftentimes when people think about a village or a community, when it comes to like to raising children, people always think about their village, but they immediately think about family first instead of like there's community around you. And I like how you were intentional about that. You're like, oh, I have community, even though my family's not here. Even though it is different when you do not have immediate family, because like how you said, oh, I can't just go like drop them off. But it's just like, at least you know if you really needed something, you could reach out to them. And that is amazing. And I know that you guys, I know you mentioned that, you guys go out alone, but do you guys ever make time for any date nights or anything? Or how does that look for you
It's
all?
become a group thing. We just go out together as a family. It's now so I feel like one thing that I'm coming to terms with that is that in this season it's gonna be less of the two of us and more of the three of us. And finding pockets of connection in the midst of that requires a lot of intentionality on our part. So yeah, I think we're slowly okay with that idea of like it's gonna be the three of us for a while, and that's fine. For example, for last Valentine's Day, I had like one of my, I call her like my little sis from church. She came up to me, she's like, oh my gosh, if you guys want to go for Val's Day, let me, like, if you want to go for Val's Day date, let me know. I can take your bait. Like, I can come over and watch her for like 1 hour or 2 hours. And I was like, you know what? That is very, like, because we did not even like, because
Think
by
about that.
Val's Day, I was just maybe like 5 months postpartum. So I was just like, oh, it's just gonna be one of that vows day. And she was like, no, like if you guys need, and that was just so sweet. So we have like thoughtful people within our community to be like, okay, for example, our anniversary is coming up in November. And I did have like two friends saying, oh, if you need me to watch so you guys can do something, let me know. So I'm like, yeah, for those milestone things, I have the support, but for like just daily dating and things like that, like it's the three of us, and she's a delight, and she lights up the room and lights up our life. So we like having her with us, and yeah, it's been really good to like navigate. And my husband, like I think it's been really great, because sometimes I'll feel like, oh, really feel some type of way that it's not just the two of us, but more so it's like the proponent of, I like her being here, I like her being a part of what we're doing, she's a delight, like I want to see my child. And I'm like, okay, I like that.
You think of a funny story too, because even though we do have family, but a lot of times we live like an hour out from my husband's family, so it's like we like pick our battles because my youngest still adjusting to the car seat. But because I have a 1 and 3 year old, mm-hmm. and so me and my husband, we have date nights with the kids sometimes too. Like yeah. We went to lunch, we were like, all right, it is what it is, but it's just like adjusting, and it's like seasons for different things. So we're like, you know, we can make time for that, but right now we don't want to put in that effort to hear somebody whine the whole ride when we can yeah. just hang out and make it work. So I just think like just adjusting to where you are is so crucial, and having a good attitude about it, because like how you said, each season is going to be different. Like how you were saying, yeah, you know, she's 10 months now, but before you know it, she's going to be a toddler. And after mm-hmm. toddlerhood, you know, that's when the ball really gets rolling. So like just being able to embrace those moments and knowing it's not forever is like the biggest key in motherhood, because you got to have, you know, the good days are not forever, but you know, the bad days are not forever as well. So I think that's crucial. How was your postpartum experience?
Oh, okay. Postpartum. I'm trying to remember. I think it wasn't too bad in the sense that my mom came from Nigeria and spent 3 months with us. So that really helped. And my husband took like the first month off work. I had like some challenges because I had my baby at 37 weeks or thereabout. I woke up one morning and I was leaking fluids, and it turned out to be amniotic fluid, and we went to the hospital and I had to get induced. Labor was hard. My epidural failed. It's okay. I've moved on. But yeah, recovery was much more difficult because I had challenges with things like breastfeeding, right? Because my baby was so small, at least that's what they, or when she came out undercooked, so she wasn't as flexible for latching and things like that. And then there were days when the midwives would come and try to force her to latch, and she's screaming and crying, and I'm crying because I'm like, is it that serious? And my husband would come in and be like, no, we don't have to force her, like you can pump and we can bottle feed. So those first couple weeks were hard because she couldn't latch and we had to bottle feed. We actually started on formula at the hospital because she needed to eat something, and those are part of the things that I had to be okay with, like the fact that she's eating is fine. So that phase was difficult because she wasn't latching, and I knew, not from experience but from people's stories, that breastfeeding can be really hard to get into. Like there is not, it's not as, it's natural but it's not easy. So yeah. that was hard. That was hard for me postpartum wise. And I mean then the changes in hormones, because sometimes I'll just catch myself crying. I wasn't sad, I wasn't like, I didn't have like PPD or PPA, but like just the changes in hormones, and like I'm crying, and like my husband is like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm okay, but then I can't stop crying. Like it was just a lot happening to me at the same time, and trying to like catch my breath and be okay. But it was good that my mom was here, so she helped out with a lot of the things. And there was also that old journey of my mom wanting to parent the way she knew, and then versus me based on like my reading and the research and trying to be what's the word? There's a word for it.
We can say old school.
Oh yeah, old school, and me trying to be new school and trying to navigate that. Oh my gosh, it was so difficult. Yes. So stressful. And it's always okay, pick your battles, right? Because before my mom came, I already knew that that was going to be the case. So one of my friends, she was like, okay, let's make a list of your absolutely not negotiable. And then I sent her the list, and she was like, BB, honestly, like all of these things are fine, right? Okay, we know baby powder is bad for the baby, and your mom will probably want a baby powder. So why don't you say they don't sell baby powder? Like, I don't want to lie. She's like, okay, you don't have baby powder. So if she asks for it, you don't have what you don't have. And like different things on the list, just because she, my friend, really wanted to power because she knew that postpartum, she had a baby already and she was pregnant at this point, and she knew that postpartum was really hard. So it was just trying to like know, okay, what are your non-negotiables? And at the end of the day, it's just navigating in wisdom, because again, she left her life for 3 months to a strange country. It was cold, and Nigeria is in cold. So it's also seen from that perspective that she also made sacrifices, right? She didn't have to come all the way. And even if she did come, because it's part of our culture, she didn't have to stay as long as she did. And she was helpful. So that was something that helped me balance the situation, and just to think of it being great when there was a lot of praying on my part, praying for self-control and patience and all the fruit of the spirit at that point in time. Because I do believe in the power of like maintaining relationships with people. And I did a post recently on Threads that talked about how in our generation we tend to, I hope we don't over boundary ourselves out of relationships that are meaningful, relationships that make a world of difference to us. I hope we don't put too much boundaries that just makes us lose that. So yeah, that was a big deal part of my postpartum process. And yeah, otherwise it was good. I had like support. My friends were always there checking on me, making sure I was okay. My mind was great, because yeah, I pray like anytime something tries to come up, I'm just like talking to God in prayer, because that's literally all that I have, prayer. Because yeah, it just makes a world of difference when you can pray and talk to God for help and for support. But
Your
yeah.
story is so beautiful. Even though you had challenges, you were able to have the right mindset about like, hey, like even though, I made these non-negotiables, and even if she does little things, it's not going to end our relationship because she also made a sacrifice to make sure that she's coming and taking care of you and your family during this time, which is so critical. And shout out to mom for doing that, because that was just so thoughtful and selfless of her. And before we wrap this up, what advice would you give to a new mom who's going through the early stages of motherhood?
It would soon be a memory, and a memory that you might not even remember all the details. So give yourself grace, give the people around you grace. I know many times as women, we have high expectations for ourselves, and when we don't meet them, it's like, ugh, I'm messing up.
Are yourself.
But yeah, you're new at this. Even though you carried the child and birthed the child, it's still a new experience, and allow yourself to accept that it is a new experience, and you will learn at it. So give yourself grace, 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 right? You will get better. With time, with practice, it absolutely gets better. So that'll be my biggest advice. Just be gracious to yourself, be kind to yourself, right? Think of yourself as your child that you just gave birth to. Like, how would you treat your child if you were your child? It's going to be with grace, with love, with kindness. A lot of times your inner child might not be the kindest person because of your experiences as you grew up, but you got to take a chance and start being kind to yourself, start being compassionate with yourself, and start being gracious to yourself. It's gonna get better. Your baby's not gonna be 2 months forever. They're gonna grow. It's gonna be beautiful. It's not all sunshine and roses. If I said that, I'll be lying, but I promise it gets better as the day goes by. So be gracious to yourself.
Oh my goodness, I have chills. I feel like you were talking. I feel like I'm still in early stages because I feel like I'm still a new mom, especially like now I have two kids. So now I'm like, wow, I'm having to give myself grace. And how you're saying how you talk to your inner self. Like sometimes I could be tough on myself, but I had to really learn with my second son to give myself grace and give my oldest son grace and my husband grace. It's like everybody has to have grace because it's all new to us, and it's a beautiful journey, but boy, let me tell you, it will stretch you and it's going to make you Let me see. What am I trying to say? It's going to make you into a better person on the other end. And it's
Yes,
really what I think motherhood is about, transforming you in the process as you're raising children.
yeah, so true, so true.
How can we get in touch with you?
Oh yeah, you can follow me online on any social media platform that you can think about, and my username is BIBILAMOUR04. So that's BB Lamour 04. Or you can just Google my full name, BB Babatunde Ikotun, and I would pop up on different platforms. Yeah, connect with me on Instagram, on TikTok, whatever platform works for you. And yeah, I'll be happy to know that you're following me from this podcast. So that would be great.
Yes, and I'll also put it in the description below. And thank you for tuning in, and until next time.